Welcome back to Between the Bar Lines. This is our third installment of Music Theory Fridays. This is a little bit of a mini episode because we only have one major thing to talk about. Our topic today deals with one of the earliest forms of Western polyphony, organum. You might be thinking that this really doesn't have much to do with music theory, but when we discover in our next episode how this shaped polyphonic works in the 14th century and beyond, you'll begin to understand the building blocks of this type of polyphony because we spent time learning about organum. Let's start with the basics. Organum was an early technique in which additional melodic lines were added to Gregorian chant, creating harmony. It was one of the first major steps towards polyphony, laying the groundwork for the years upon years of harmonies that were created and that we still enjoy today. The earliest forms of organum date back to the 9th century, when singers would perform a second voice in parallel motion with the main chant. Over time, the style grew more sophisticated, leading to more independence between voices. There are several types of organum, one of them I just mentioned, parallel organum. This is the simplest form. The second voice moves in exact parallel motion, usually at a perfect fourth or fifth below the original chant. This then developed into what we call free organum. Free organum was introduced in the 11th century, where the added voices became more independent, moving in contrary or opposite motion, oblique or when one voice remains stationary while the other voice moves up or down, or parallel motion, rather than strictly following the chant. This shift allowed for greater melodic flexibility and a richer harmonic texture. Thinking back to our quick chat about the Notre Dame School of Polyphony, florid and melismatic organum was a style that took things even further. The original chant, or the tenor, was sustained in long notes while the added voice, the duplum, moved in decorative melismatic phrases above it. Composers like Léonin and Perrotin, who were mentioned in our last episode, were utilizing this method in their compositions. We also learned that Perrotin took this one step further. He began adding even more voices, resulting in 3 to 4 part polyphony. So, as you can see, over time, organum became even more stylized, sophisticated, and full of depth than its beginnings with a single line. So, why are we so hung up on organum when we learn about the beginnings of polyphony? It truly marks a crucial transition in Western music from monophony to polyphony. Without organum, we might have never reached the rich harmonic language of Renaissance motets, Baroque fugues, or even modern choral music. Moreover, many principles of organum, such as the use of consonants, counterpoint, and melodic independence, are still fundamental in composition today. If you found this episode interesting, don't forget to follow the show on Spotify, rate, and share it with fellow music learners and lovers. I look forward to our next episode of Between the Bar Lines.